UKGC fines Betfred over online slot operations. The UK Gambling Commission, UKGC, has fined Betfred operator Petfer, Gibraltar Limited £240,000 for breaches linked to its online slot games. The regulator stated that several of the company's online slot titles failed to comply with remote technical standards, RTS. The issues identified included games that did not correctly display a player's net position, as well as titles that celebrated outcomes where the player had still lost money overall. These practices, according to the commission, fall short of the required standards designed to safeguard players. The RTS framework sets clear requirements for online gambling products in the UK. Among these rules, operators must ensure that games transparently show a customer's net position throughout play. The standards also prohibit game features that celebrate returns that are less than or equal to the original stake, as such features may mislead players about the actual outcome of a bet. The UKGC said the celebratory animations and sounds that accompanied losing outcomes risked confusing players about their real financial position. It added that such mechanics could prevent consumers from making fully informed decisions while engaging with online gambling products. Petfer, which operates both the Betfred and Oddsking.com brands, responded by taking immediate action once the breaches were identified. The company removed the affected games from operation in order to address the concerns. Despite these steps, the UKGC considered the matter serious enough to impose a financial penalty, highlighting the importance of strict adherence to technical and consumer protection standards. UKGC tightens the reins. The regulator has been tightening oversight of online slots for several years. In February 2021, new measures were introduced to restrict features that were considered to heighten gambling risks. These changes included a ban on autoplay functions, requirements for slower minimum spin speeds, and prohibitions against celebrating losses disguised as wins. At that time, the UKGC emphasized that research had demonstrated these features could increase the likelihood of harmful gambling behavior. John Pierce, Director of Enforcement at the Gambling Commission, commented that he was disappointed to see standards breached in this way. He explained that game features that hinder a player's ability to understand their position are not acceptable and create unnecessary risks for consumers. Pierce added that although Petfer had acted swiftly to remove the games, the enforcement action is intended to remind the entire industry to strengthen compliance and ensure that consumers are protected. This marks the second time Petfer has been fined by the UKGC. In September 2022, the operator was ordered to pay £2.9 million for failures connected to social responsibility and anti-money laundering obligations. That earlier case included findings that customer affordability checks and risk management processes had been insufficient. The fine against Petfer is one of several recent enforcement actions by the regulator. In September, Maple International Ventures, the company behind Lottomart.com, was required to pay £360,000 for anti-money laundering and social responsibility failings. A month earlier, Progress Play, a Cyprus-based operator of more than 130 online gambling sites, was fined £1 million for similar breaches.